Are you going to tell me what we're doing then? Asked Ron, panting slightly. Up here, said Harry, and he crossed the common room and led the way through the door to the boys' staircase. Their dormitory was, as Harry had hoped, empty. He flung open his trunk and began to rummage in it while Ron watched impatiently. Harry? Malfoy's using Crab and Goyle as lookouts. He was arguing with Crab just now. I want to know. Aha! He had found it. A folded square of apparently blank parchment, which he now smoothed out and tapped with the tip of his wand. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. Or Malfoy is, anyway. At once, the Marauder's map appeared on the parchment's surface. Here was a detailed plan of every one of the castle's floors, and, moving around it, the tiny labelled black dots that signified each of the castle's occupants. Help me find Malfoy, said Harry urgently. He laid the map upon his bed, and he and Ron leaned over it, searching. There, said Ron, after a minute or so. He's in the Slytherin common room, look, with Parkinson and Zabini and Crab and Goyle. Harry looked down at the map, disappointed, but rallied almost at once. Well, I'm keeping an eye on him from now on, he said firmly, and the moment I see him lurking somewhere with Crab and Goyle keeping watch outside, it'll be on with the old invisibility cloak and off to find out what he's... He broke off as Neville entered the dormitory, bringing with him a strong smell of singed material, and began rummaging in his trunk for a fresh pair of pants. Despite his determination to catch Malfoy out, Harry had no luck at all over the next couple of weeks. Although he consulted the map as often as he could, sometimes making unnecessary visits to the bathroom between lessons to search it, he did not once see Malfoy anywhere suspicious. Admittedly, he spotted Crab and Goyle moving around the castle on their own more often than usual, sometimes remaining stationary in deserted corridors. But at these times, Malfoy was not only nowhere near them, but impossible to locate on the map at all. This was most mysterious. Harry toyed with the possibility that Malfoy was actually leaving the school grounds, but could not see how he could be doing it, given the very high level of security now operating within the castle. He could only suppose that he was missing Malfoy amongst the hundreds of tiny black dots upon the map. As for the fact that Malfoy, Crab, and Goyle appeared to be going their different ways when they were usually inseparable, these things happened as people got older. Ron and Hermione, Harry reflected sadly, were living proof. February moved toward March with no change in the weather, except that it became windy as well as wet. To general indignation, a sign went up on all common room notice boards that the next trip into Hogsmeade had been cancelled. Ron was furious. It was on my birthday, he said. I was looking forward to that. Not a big surprise, though, is it? Said Harry. Not after what happened to Katie. She has still not returned from St. Mungo's. What was more, further disappearances had been reported in the Daily Prophet, including several relatives of students at Hogwarts. But now, all I've got to look forward to is stupid apparition, said Ron grumpily. Big birthday treat. Three lessons on, apparition was proving as difficult as ever, though a few more people had managed to splinch themselves. Frustration was running high, and there was a certain amount of ill-feeling toward Wilkie Twycross and his three Ds, which had inspired a number of nicknames for him, the politest of which were Dog Breath and Dunghead. Happy birthday, Ron, said Harry, when they were woken on the 1st of March by Seamus and Dean leaving noisily for breakfast. Have a present. He threw the package across onto Ron's bed, where it joined a small pile of them that must, Harry assumed, have been delivered by house elves in the night. Cheers, said Ron drowsily, and as he ripped off the paper, Harry got out of bed, opened his own trunk, and began rummaging in it for the Marauder's map, which he hid after every use. He turfed out half the contents of his trunk before he found it hiding beneath the rolled-up socks in which he was still keeping his bottle of lucky potion, Felix Felicis. Right, he murmured, taking it back to bed with him, tapping it quietly and murmuring, I solemnly swear that I am up to no good, so that Neville, who was passing the foot of his bed at the time, would not hear. Nice one, Harry! Said Ron enthusiastically, waving the new pair of Quidditch keeper's gloves Harry had given him. No problem, said Harry absent-mindedly as he searched the Slytherin dormitory closely for Malfoy. Hey, I don't think he's in his bed." Ron did not answer. He was too busy unwrapping presents, every now and then letting out an exclamation of pleasure. "Seriously good haul this year," he announced, holding up a heavy gold watch with odd symbols around the edge and tiny moving stars instead of hands. "See what Mum and Dad got me? Blimey! I think I'll come of age next year, too." "Cool," muttered Harry, sparing the watch a glance before peering more closely at the map. Where was Malfoy? He did not seem to be at the Slytherin table in the Great Hall, eating breakfast. He was nowhere near Snape, who was sitting in his study. He wasn't in any of the bathrooms or in the hospital wing. "Want one?" said Ron thickly, holding out a box of chocolate cauldrons. "No, thanks," said Harry, looking up. "Malfoy's gone again." "Can't have done," said Ron, stuffing a second cauldron into his mouth as he slid out of bed to get dressed. "Come on. If you don't hurry up, you'll have to operate on an empty stomach. Might make it easier, I suppose." Ron looked thoughtfully at the box of chocolate cauldrons, then shrugged and helped himself to a third. Harry tapped the map with his wand, muttered, "Mischief managed," though it hadn't been, and got dressed, thinking hard. There had to be an explanation for Malfoy's periodic disappearances, but he simply could not think what it could be. The best way of finding out would be to tail him, but even with the invisibility cloak, this was an impractical idea. Harry had lessons, Quidditch practice, homework, and apparition. He could not follow Malfoy around school all day without his absence being remarked upon. "Ready?" he said to Ron.